Coming up next is Time for Travel Radio, sponsored in part by TFL Travel Agency at 724-379-9009 and by TravelForLovers.com, the online travel magazine with new stories every week, giving away a free trip to Paris for two.
It's time for Travel Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Ed Pickett, your host for Time for Travel Radio. We'll manage travel around the world. We've got correspondents standing by with very interesting articles and reports from around the United States and from around the nation. Coming up first, we're going to hear from Terry, who is a specialist in luxury travel. A little later, we'll hear about national parks. We'll hear about cruising around Hawaii, Alaska, southern France, and lots more. All coming up next, right here on this radio program. But first, let's turn to Terry, who has a very interesting tour to tell us about.
Luxury travel, my favorite subject. Cruising on the Atlantic, Pacific, even the Mediterranean is a favorite vacation for many people. But there's another kind of cruising that is quite unique, river cruises. If you enjoy the comforts of sea cruising and would like to try another option, why not indulge in a river cruise? With river cruising, you don't stick to just coastal destinations like the major cruise lines. River cruising can bring you up close and personal to many inland destinations. Fully experience the wonders each region has to offer. Along your journey, your experienced tour guides will enlighten you on the history and splendor of the city, towns, or villages you pass on the way. When your ship docks, you're provided with guided shore excursions, which are, for the most part, included in the fare and can be personalized depending on the cruise, region, and passenger base. While traveling on a river cruise, your staterooms are spacious, and each one is an outside room with a river view through a picture window or a French balcony for you to enjoy the scenery. So you're traveling in great comfort comparable to any five-star hotel. Also included in your fare for your culinary enjoyment is superb cuisine paired with exquisite wines. Many of your meals are based on the region you're traveling. The differences between ocean voyages and river cruises are that there are generally fewer passengers. On an average, the major river cruise lines can carry around 200 passengers. It seems to be a more intimate feel with your river cruise experience. Another advantage in cruising on the rivers is that you have calmer waters than you do at sea voyages. Now, this is of particular importance for those prone to motion sickness. Since river cruising is an up-and-coming vacation, there are many cruise companies to choose from. Some of the leaders in the river cruising industry are Avalon Waterways, Viking River Cruises, AMA Waterways, and Uniworld. There are some canal cruising companies like French Country Waterways or European Waterways. The canal cruising is typically on barges converted to what seems to be floating hotels. In Europe, your journey finds you peacefully and comfortably cruising down the Rhine, the Danube, the Seine, and the Rhone, to name a few. Travel through the heart of Russia from Moscow to St. Petersburg on the Volga River. With river cruising, Asia is a hot new destination. Imagine cruising down the Yangtze River, enjoying exotic Beijing and Shanghai. Elsewhere in Asia is the Mekong River in Cambodia and Vietnam, from Siem Reap to Ho Chi Minh City, enjoying rural towns to exotic temples along the way. In Egypt, you can explore the Nile. In South America, an adventure awaits you on the Amazon River in Brazil and Peru. In North America, we have cruising on the St. Lawrence Seaway, which straddles eastern United States and Canada. Also, there is cruising on the Mississippi, the Hudson, Snake, and Columbia, and tributaries of the Chesapeake Bay. Upcoming changes in the river cruising industry. Viking will introduce 10 new ships to its fleet by 2014, 4 in 2012 alone. Some companies have begun to introduce theme trips. For example, Avalon Cruises in 2011 introduced a theme based around art admirers. The line's Art and Impressionist Cruise through northern France includes a visit to the Musée d'Orsay in Paris, a look at Claude Monet's home in Giverny, and a visit to Rouen's Cathedral, a favorite subject of Monet. Avalon recently launched a four-night sampler Vienna to Budapest itinerary for less than $1,000 in a bid to draw new travelers. Uniworld offers special family-friendly cruises in the summer months. A river cruise travels along the major rivers of the world in comfort and style. You can experience world cities like Budapest, Kiev, St. Petersburg, and Shanghai while enjoying scenery, history, and cultural enrichment as your ship glides gracefully along some of the world's great rivers. Go ahead, you deserve it. Enjoy a truly luxurious vacation. Stimulate your mind and body and soul with the culture and enrichment of exotic lands. Isn't it time you've tried a river cruise?
When you're going on a short trip or even a longer vacation, do you always specify just what days you want to travel? It can cost you. Often you can lower that cost substantially if you can vary your trip. Since airlines are a major part of your cost, try to fly on a Tuesday or Wednesday when fares are lower. But it goes beyond that. We recently booked a trip to Fort Lauderdale, and by leaving on a Tuesday instead of a Wednesday and staying a night extra instead of six nights staying seven, we saved almost $250 on an air and rental car package. Many travel websites offer a way to obtain fares several days before and after your planned trip. Even with hotels, the rates can vary greatly, and it depends on what day you check in. It's hard to know just what causes these price variations, so you should always check on what nights can save you big money. A travel agent can also help you find the bargains. Remember, if you have just a bit of flexibility, you can save a lot. TravelForLovers.com is a new website. It's a travel magazine online with stories every day about interesting and romantic travel. Annie Georgiolis is the senior travel writer, and she has a report on TFL this week.
First up on Travel for Lovers, we go to New Orleans, where I take you around the city and sometimes off the beaten path for an incomparable day of romance. We start with breakfast at Brennan's, where each course is described in mouth-watering detail. From there, we do something many visitors never do. We venture outside the French Quarter. I take you on the Canal Street streetcar to City Park, where you can enjoy a gondola ride and lunch under the oaks. A carriage tour of the opulent garden district will round out your day before you head to Irene's for dinner, followed by a nightcap in the delightful Carousel Bar. You'll experience some of the splendor of the Crescent City, and that's just in one day. This article is sure to spark your interest in a New Orleans vacation. Next, we head west to Las Vegas, where our editor explains why it's an excellent time to visit. Low hotel rates and package vacation deals can easily put a Vegas trip in your budget. The number of days you stay will obviously affect your overall cost, but which days you choose can do a lot to lower your daily cost. We'll tell you how you can find the best prices and even provide a few useful tips to consider when booking your vacation. And don't worry, even if you're not a gambler, Las Vegas has something for you. If a long vacation isn't what you're looking for, but you still want to do something nice with your sweetheart, why not try the ultimate romantic date, an overnight cruise? The beauty of a one- or two-night cruise is that you can enjoy the luxury and still be back in time for work on Monday. Cruises can be found for as low as $70 per person, which can be less expensive than a dinner at a fancy restaurant, while the higher rates can range up to around $250 per person. These fantastic mini-cruises sail from several cities along both the East and West Coast, providing a date you certainly will not forget. So you've read up on your vacation and contacted TFL Travel Agency to book. Now it's time to pack. I don't know about anyone else, but for me, packing presents an age-old dilemma. How many pairs of shoes do I need, and why can't I get my suitcase to close? In our article, Too Much Luggage, we highlight a few things you may want to consider when packing for a trip, such as transportation costs at your destination, airline baggage fees, and who has to carry the heavy suitcase. You'll find this and then some at TravelForLovers.com. We've even got a trivia quiz sweepstakes where you can win a trip to Paris, France. So check us out. We'll help you every step of the way in experiencing the most romantic travel in the world.
Every year, many thousands of Americans fly to Europe by going to Amsterdam. But all too often, they don't really visit Amsterdam. They're changing planes, and they have a little bit of time, an hour, two, maybe three, and then they're off. They'd like to visit Amsterdam, and now there's a way to do it. You've heard of the Flying Dutchman, a famous ship from many years ago. Well, now there's the Floating Dutchman. It's a hybrid bus boat that launched this month. The 48-passenger battery-powered vehicle departs from Schiphol Airport and travels on land to the city center where it enters the water, and it cruises the canals before making its way back to the airport. The tour lasts about 2 hours. The people who are putting on say they expect a large number of people who want to transfer a ship hole and want to go on a quick sightseeing tour around Amsterdam to use it. But they also point out it's a great way, if you're going to stay in Amsterdam, to go from the airport into the city. You can get a lot more information on their website, but remember, since it is in the Netherlands, it's a little different. It's www.floatingdutchman.nl. They'll have prices and lots more information on what's called the Floating Dutchman. Well, we've got a lot more coming up here on Time for Travel Radio today. We'll hear from a report on the Yellowstone National Park, America's very first national park. Annie's going to talk about cruising around Hawaii. She should know a lot about it. She worked there and lived there for 6 months not long ago. Terry's back with an interesting tour of Alaska, really very interesting. Marty, a special correspondent, is going to tell us why she loves southern France. We'll have a lot of travel news. And we've got some great deals on travel coming up right here on Time for Travel Radio at the end of the show, so be sure and stay tuned. We'll be back after these commercial messages.
I hear about a free trip to Paris?
Indeed. You know, I think Paris is the most romantic city in the world. What do you think?
Oh, I love Paris.
It's especially romantic when somebody else is paying for the trip. There's a new online web magazine called TravelForLovers.com. It has travel stories, new ones every day, and they're holding a contest giving away a trip to Paris for two people.
How do they enter?
Well, it's very simple. You go to that website, TravelForLovers.com, and you click on the trivia quiz link. There's a big box there with a picture of the Eiffel Tower. You answer a few questions, some trivia questions, and they're really, really not difficult at all, believe me.
I believe you.
Yeah, you know that contest that says, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Yes.
Well, you don't have to be smarter than a fifth grader to enter this contest.
Oh, then even I can enter.
And the best thing about it is that it doesn't cost anything. It doesn't cost anything to read the stories on the website. It also doesn't cost anything to enter the contest, and you'll receive airfare from JFK Airport in New York to Paris, about 5 or 6 nights in Paris at a nice hotel, and it'll be just a very romantic vacation that you can take, paid for by somebody else because you won the contest.
That's amazing.
So go to TravelForLovers.com, enter, and you might be the winner of a trip to Paris for two.
Good luck.
There's news from American Airlines. The airline lost almost $300 million in the last 3 months, but they're planning for the future. They've ordered 460 new narrow-bodied aircraft from Airbus and Boeing. They'll start getting them in a year and a half or so, and it'll continue through 2022. They are Boeing 737 and Airbus A320 planes, and they're said to be much more fuel efficient. Well, we've got a lot more coming up here on Time for Travel Radio, including word on how you can win a trip to Paris for two. Stay tuned right after these messages. Be sure and check out the new magazine website, TravelForLovers.com. You just might win a trip to Paris for two. We've got Al Nash on the line from Yellowstone National Park. Al, is there really some Yellowstone in the park?
Well, there is, but frankly, the park was named for the Yellowstone River, which originates in the park, and people saw some yellow rocks along the river downstream, which gave the river its name long before they officially discovered what we think of as the park.
Now, Yellowstone is our very first national park?
It's the first national park in the world. It was very early, and it's frankly a place that we've learned a lot about how to manage natural places and provide for visitor enjoyment.
It was established in 1872. We know who was behind the move to make it a national park?
Well, you know, there were a number of explorations that led immediately up to the park. There were certainly business enthusiasts in the territories in the region. There were certainly some business interests that were instrumental in pursuing Yellowstone. But in the end, this was a remote place. It didn't have any lumber that you could get to that had any value. They didn't know of any minerals underneath the thing that you could take out and extract to make a buck. It was too high an elevation to grow any crops. So it had all these curios, which was the term of the time. And so they took this place, drew a great big rectangle, passed it through Congress, and President Ulysses S. Grant signed this place into existence March 1st, 1872.
Where is it?
Well, yeah, where is it? Yellowstone actually is in parts of three states. Most of the park is in Wyoming, but there are portions of it in Montana and Idaho. It's basically northwest Wyoming. And again, the park was created before the three states were.
Well, now, tell our listeners a little bit about why they should visit Yellowstone National Park.
Well, probably everyone has heard about Old Faithful. It is the most famous geyser in the world. And some people come here and thinking that that's the only thing to see. Well, that's a great thing to see, and frankly, about four out of every five visitors to the park go see Old Faithful. It is interesting. It is important. But most of the world's thermal features, geysers, hot springs, mud pots, are in Yellowstone. And that's just the first reason to come see this place. Yellowstone has a wonderful forest. We've got the Yellowstone River, which has carved the Grand Canyon of the Yellowstone. I maintain that one down in Arizona may be bigger. Ours is prettier. And then Yellowstone has a great history of being a wonderful place to see wildlife. Historically, people came here specifically to see bears. Well, not only can you see bears, but there are elk and bison and pronghorn and bighorn sheep and wolves. There's just a lot to see and do here.
Now, I keep hearing that Yellowstone is crowded. Do you need reservations to get in there during the summer?
Now, you don't need reservations to get into the park. If you would like to stay overnight in the park during peak season, whether it's in a cabin or a room at the Old Faithful Inn or a campsite, you are advised to get reservations. And honestly, if you are at Old Faithful during the middle of the day at the peak of visitor season, you and several thousand of your new friends will be there together. But that doesn't mean that Yellowstone is crowded. If you come outside the peak season and go to those places, there are many fewer people. Or frankly, if you just choose to get, you can get out away and into the backcountry and have a very wonderful and quiet experience here.
How many people visit Yellowstone a year?
We had a record number of visitors in 2010. 3.6 million people came to see the park last year. We would say, as we look forward, that on average we'll have 3 million or more visitors a year. We don't expect records every year.
Well, that's quite a turnout, and it's wonderful to chat with you about America's very first national park, the world's first national park, Yellowstone National Park. Thank you, Mr. Nash.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity.
We've got Anastasia back now. She really knows a lot about Hawaii because she lived there for 6 months. She even took a cruise around the islands. And let's get her to tell us more about that.
A Hawaiian vacation is a lifetime dream for many people, but each island varies from the next, and it can sometimes be difficult to choose one. This is why cruising appeals to so many. Several cruise lines include Hawaii in their itineraries, but bearing an international flag means they must include at least one foreign port as well. Norwegian Cruise Line's Pride of America is the only U.S. flagged cruise ship and thus the only ship that provides exclusive inter-island cruising. What this means for you is more time in port, no sea days, so you have the chance to get off the ship every day, and you get to visit four of the islands on a single 7-day cruise. Aside from the one-of-a-kind itinerary the Pride of America offers, you also experience what Norwegian Cruise Line calls freestyle cruising. The dress code is more relaxed, the dining has no set time or assigned tables, and there are so many restaurants to choose from to suit any mood. The Pride of America departs from Hawaii's largest city, Honolulu, on the island of Oahu. The ship leaves in the evening and cruises through the night, arriving in the port of Kahului, Maui, the following morning. In Maui, you can visit a plantation, go shopping in the seaside town of Lahaina, snorkel the Molokini crater, go above the clouds on the world's largest dormant volcano, Mount Haleakala, or simply relax on the beach. This port is an overnight, which is nice, so you don't feel rushed on your excursions. The following evening, you leave port again, cruising through the night to arrive in Hilo on Hawaii Island. In Hilo, you can admire the beautiful tropical flowers, visit some of the city's historical buildings, check out Volcano National Park, home of the Kilauea volcano, the most active volcano in the world, or fly over the volcano on a helicopter tour. Or you can visit beautiful Rainbow Falls, where this reporter actually dove from a waterfall. You will leave Hilo in the evening and pass by the Kilauea volcano while you hear the story of Pele, the fire goddess. It's truly amazing to see the lava flow, like fire on water. Because of the gases released from the lava flows, the waters near Kilauea tend to be a little less steady than on the rest of the voyage, but it's nothing to worry about. The following morning, you will arrive on the other side of the big island in Kona, well known for its coffee and phenomenal for snorkeling. The next morning, you'll wake up in Niuliuli on my personal favorite island, Kauai. Here, you can visit breathtaking Waimea Canyon, attend a luau, and adventure through the rainforests of Haena. This port is another overnight, so you have more freedom to do what you choose. After leaving Kauai in the afternoon, the ship will sail past the Nepali coast, a tropical, nearly sheer cliff face with a small shoreline. Depending on the time of year, you'll see thin, stream-like waterfalls flowing down the coast, or, in the rainier time, wider, cascading waterfalls. Bear in mind that the water tends to be a little choppier off the Nepali coast. Finally, you come full circle, disembarking in the morning in Honolulu, where you can spend the day touring the most famous sights of Oahu, climbing to the top of Diamond Head Crater, visiting Pearl Harbor and the USS Missouri, shopping, or just soaking up the sun on Waikiki Beach. It's amazing that all that excitement, or relaxing, can be packed into 1 week. But it's just one of the many ways to experience beautiful Hawaii. Mahalo e aloha. Thank you and goodbye.
There's news from American Airlines. The airline lost almost $300 million in the last 3 months, but they're planning for the future. They've ordered 460 new narrow-bodied aircraft from Airbus and Boeing. They'll start getting them in a year and a half or so, and it'll continue through 2022. They are Boeing 737 and Airbus A320 planes, and they're said to be much more fuel efficient. Well, we've got a lot more coming up here on Time for Travel Radio, including word on how you can win a trip to Paris for two. Stay tuned right after these messages. Cruising has become increasingly popular. Not only is it great fun, it can be very inexpensive. Terry, you've got some special deals that are under $200 per passenger.
That's right. I found a couple of deals on Carnival that are amazing. There's a 4-day Western Caribbean out of Miami on Carnival Imagination. Goes to Key West and Cozumel starting at $179. There's a 4-day Bahamas from Port Canaveral on Carnival Sensation. Goes to Freeport and Nassau. It starts at $189. And we have a 4-day Western Caribbean out of Miami for only $199. There's also a great cruise out of San Diego, a 3-day cruise to nowhere that's $199 where you can just enjoy yourself at sea.
What do you mean by cruise to nowhere?
It means it goes out and you just enjoy yourself on the cruise, and it comes back. You get all the amenities on traveling, but you don't stop at any of the destinations.
Well, one of the things people say about cruising they like is they unpack once. They have great food. You can have all the food you need 5 or 6 times a day if you want. It usually is really terrific dining. You got any more specials?
Well, I did find on Royal Caribbean on Majesty of the Seas a 3-night Bahamas cruise that departs out of Miami, goes to Coco Cay, a personal island of Royal Caribbean's, Nassau in the Bahamas, and this one begins for an outside room at only $259. I think that's a good deal.
What do you mean by an outside room?
An outside room is an ocean view. You have a window where you can see the ocean. Of course, inside, you don't have that, and then the other option is balconies.
Balconies are more expensive, but they can really be superb for a cruise.
I do like balconies.
Well, we've got a lot more specials in the cruise world. There are hundreds of cruises every week. Check with TFLTravelAgency.com.
Thanks.
I have Terry with me, owner of TFL Travel Agency. Terry, you recently booked a client on an Alaskan cruise tour. Tell me about that.
Yes, I did. I found a very nice vacation for my client from Princess Cruise Lines. She opted for a cruise tour package where she and her husband can enjoy not only days at sea and its ports of call, but also spend a few days on land as well.
Tell me more about this cruise.
Well, this cruise tour is called the Denali Explorer Tour. The travelers will spend 4 nights on land, featuring 2 nights in Fairbanks and 2 nights at the Denali Princess Lodge. When they're in Fairbanks, they'll enjoy a journey on a riverboat cruise and an authentic stern wheeler and a gold mine tour. Then they'll depart Fairbanks. The traveler will enjoy a scenic rail journey on the Denali Express to Denali National Park and stay at the Denali Princess Wilderness Lodge. The next morning, they'll provide a comfortable coach ride into Denali National Park on the Natural History Tour. The fifth day finds the travelers boarding the Denali Express, where they will travel by luxury rail to their waiting ship.
And what are the ports of call on that cruise?
They'll spend 2 full days cruising on Hubbard Glacier and Glacier Bay National Park. The ship will then cruise into the frontier ports of Skagway, Juneau, Ketchikan, where the traveler may sign up for an array of optional land excursions. The cruise ends in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Is there a best time of year to take this kind of tour?
Well, the Alaska cruise tours are generally only offered April through September. During this season, the temperatures will range from around 55 to 70. I will tell you, though, that the wildlife usually seems more active in the early fall months.
What should a traveler take on such a journey?
Well, it's recommended that they dress in layers. Even in the summer month, although it's quite pleasant, you may need it for the evening or when the sun slips behind the clouds. Additional things that one should bring, of course, is a camera. I can't imagine anyone not bringing that. But binoculars would be beneficial for your glacier cruising and wildlife spotting while on land.
Sounds like a great tour to Alaska.
Thank you.
Well, you just heard Terry talking about Alaska, and there's news that travel to Alaska is up. There are several reasons, but one of them is that not long ago, the state of Alaska imposed a $46 passenger fee on every cruise line. But they're rolling that back, which means for a couple taking a cruise to Alaska, it's almost $100 cheaper. Well, that may not be much, but it certainly adds to it. And then there's the U.S. economy. A lot of people are not traveling overseas. They're trying to stay closer, and if they still want an interesting vacation, they are going to Alaska. It's safe, pristine, domestic adventure that people really like. Alaska's spending a lot of money. They once had a $12 million budget for marketing the state to travelers. That's up to $17 million this year. Not long ago, the Department of Transportation announced new rules that would go into effect to help consumers, particularly in terms of airlines. Most of them were to go into effect on August 23rd, and most of them still are, but some have been delayed. A new rule that said that they have to pay you more if they involuntarily bump you from a flight will go into effect in August, but one was provided that they make clear all the charges in the first instance so that you can tell at once what other charges there are, including for baggage and so forth. Well, those have been delayed by the DOT because the airlines objected to them. But if you get bumped, you're going to get a lot more money. That does not affect, however, if you choose to delay your flight, and then they can reward you however they want. Well, Cuba is opening up as a destination spot, and Abercrombie and Fitch and Globus have joined hands with Inside Cuba, among others, moving into the Cuba market. According to Mike Shields, the managing director for groups in emerging markets, departure dates for our religious trips will be announced in August. Reservations book open the very same day. Meanwhile, people still can get to Cuba using foreign cruise lines, but they are much more expensive. Well, the hurricane season really hasn't begun, but it's already affected some cruises. Carnival's Splendor had to change its route recently, earlier this month actually, because of a hurricane. A lot of people are worried about traveling in hurricane weather, but the ships simply take a different path and there's really no danger. Here's word that a gay hotel is going to open in Manhattan. Yes, only in New York City. The property is located on 42nd Street between 10th and 11th Avenue, and they say it's a boutique hotel. It opens this month and will remain the largest U.S. state to hold weddings for gays, as you know. That just happened. Well, flying in Asia can be very expensive, but Air Nippon and Air Asia are going to launch a low-cost airline. They don't say exactly when they're going to start, but they hope to have full operations in about a year. It might only happen in Las Vegas. You know, the Plaza Hotel, one of the features in downtown Las Vegas, is undergoing a $35 million renovation. When it opens on September the 1st, they're going to have a new wrinkle in haircuts. You see, those giving the haircuts are going to be wearing bikinis and classy lingerie. Exposed is the name of the new salon, Women stylists will be there dressed in chic black and white attire, or even bikinis, and as we said, some very pretty lingerie. Oh, yes, it costs $50 for a haircut. And here's word from Silver Sea, one of the premier cruise lines. They're adding cooking classes to 3 sailings this year and next year, but the fares are pretty expensive. They start at a little over $6,000 per person, double. But you can learn to cook, and then you can save enough to take the trip. Marty Schmidt is an artist who spends a lot of time in France. You love Paris, but spend most of your time, I understand, in southern France?
I do, southwest France.
What's the area known as?
It is known as the Lot and Garonne area of France. The Lot and Garonne are 2 rivers that circle around that area. The Midi-Pyrénées is part of that region as well.
Well, I know where the Riviera is, and a lot of people know about Provence because of a book that was famous a couple of decades ago, but is this near there?
No, it is actually opposite in the country on the other side of southern France. It's near the Toulouse area. Toulouse is the city that is most like Paris. It's a smaller version of Paris, but it is cultural, wonderful streets and villages connected to it. And that's basically the area I fly into and then travel into smaller villages northwest of Toulouse.
What first attracted you to the area?
Well, I attended an art school there for printmaking on one of my art sabbaticals and just really fell in love with the area. It's a very rural area with lots of farmland and vineyards. And very slow-paced, just a very beautiful, it's very medieval, lots of medieval villages there that you can visit.
What do you mean by medieval villages?
The medieval villages were built back in medieval days. A lot of them are considered castellus, which are the villages built high on the hills with stone fences around, stone walls around the village to protect them. There's a lot of those kinds of villages to visit in this Midi-Pyrénées area of France.
Is the food different than Paris?
Yes, very much so. Very earthy. A lot of sort of pottages, porridges, and a lot of fagoise is served with just about everything. Natural foods, anything you can imagine is served in these restaurants, and they're all provided by the farmers of the area.
How's the wine?
Wine is excellent.
Now, how does one get to that territory?
You would fly into Toulouse and take the train west toward Bordeaux. And then you would get off in different regions. Or you could rent a car, and drive. Very easy to get around France. They have wonderful maps that are very easy to follow. You just really can't get lost.
Thank you very much, Marty, for an insight into a different part of France.
My pleasure. Thanks for calling me.
This reporter has seen a lot of show business productions, many of them sensational, but there is one show in Las Vegas that will take your breath away. It's called Ka, and it's produced by the Cirque du Soleil. That group is producing already something like half a dozen shows in Vegas, all of them spectacles. They combine fire and water, fantastic acrobats, and colorful characters. They even have one about Elvis. But Ka is head and shoulders above anything I have seen in my lifetime. The performers all seem to be outstanding athletes and acrobats, often performing aerial feats. And while they are fantastic, it is the stage and theater that really sets Ka apart. You see, the stage moves, and not just a little. It tilts sideways and back and forth, and at one point even rises to face seemingly totally up and down, 180 degrees from what would be the floor, if there was a floor. To give you some idea of how wild this show is, it cost over $200 million to stage. Let me end simply by saying Ka gets a standing ovation every performance, and with good reason. There's a lot more coming up here on Time for Travel Radio, including our deals of the week. You want to stay tuned for that. There are some great bargains. And we've got lots more right after these commercial messages.
What's this I hear about a free trip to Paris?
Indeed. You know, I think Paris is the most romantic city in the world. What do you think?
Oh, I love Paris.
It's especially romantic when somebody else is paying for the trip. There's a new online web magazine called TravelForLovers.com. It has travel stories, new ones every day. And they're holding a contest, giving away a trip to Paris for two people.
How do they enter?
Well, it's very simple. You go to that website, TravelForLovers.com, and you click on the trivia quiz link. There's a big box there with a picture of the Eiffel Tower. You answer a few questions, some trivia questions, and they're really, really not difficult at all, believe me.
I believe you.
Yeah, you know that contest that says, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Yes.
Well, you don't have to be smarter than a fifth grader to enter this contest.
Oh, then even I can enter.
And the best thing about it is that it doesn't cost anything. It doesn't cost anything to read the stories on the website. It also doesn't cost anything to enter the contest. And you'll receive airfare from JFK Airport in New York to Paris, about five or six nights in Paris at a nice hotel. And it'll be just a very romantic vacation that you can take, paid for by somebody else because you won the contest.
That's amazing.
So go to TravelForLovers.com, enter, and you might be the winner of a trip to Paris for two.
Good luck.
The fighting in Washington is affecting travel already. The Federal Aviation Administration has cut, for the moment, a number of airport projects. Construction workers across America are not working at the airports. They were going to build new control towers in Las Vegas, Palm Springs, California, Oakland, California, Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, Kalamazoo, Michigan, Gulfport, Mississippi. All of those have been stopped for the time being. They can be resumed, but who knows when. That'll depend upon funding from Washington. There's word from Freedom of the Seas that they're going to have ABC's Dancing with the Stars aboard for a Royal Caribbean sail, 7 days in the Caribbean. The seven-day cruise departs January 15th of next year. You have to book at www.dancingstarscruise.com, and fares start at $1,176. Well, you used to be able to look up on Google and get pretty good accounts from travelers about what they like and dislike about destinations, hotels, and so forth, but no longer. Google is cutting that out entirely, so TripAdvisor you have to do separately. You've heard about Discovery Cruise Lines. They ran a one-day trip from Fort Lauderdale over to the Grand Bahama Islands. Well, it sold its only vessel, the 1,200-passenger Discovery Sun, and they're going to cease operations as of September the 6th. Just never made it. They did run some two-day trips, but couldn't break even. Virgin Atlantic Airways estimates that more than 12,000 books, over 10,000 pairs of reading glasses, and 5,000 cell phones get left aboard Virgin Atlantic planes every year. Cameras and MP3 players are also common items that passengers leave behind, but they leave some things that aren't quite so common, like an artificial limb, an urn of human ashes, and a movie script. Those items were found and returned to their owners. But can you imagine someone forgetting an artificial limb on their vacation? It's time for Travel Radio, and every week at the end of the show, we try to bring you some truly spectacular travel deals. Here with those is Terry.
Hi. Yes, we have many amazing deals this week. I will begin with Norwegian's 7-day Hawaiian round-trip Honolulu cruise that Anastasia was talking about. This is the only cruise to 4 Hawaiian islands in 7 days. You'll spend nearly 100 hours in port in Oahu, Maui, Kauai, and the Big Island. We have found sailings in December of this year beginning at just $999 per person. Royal Caribbean has a 7-night Western Caribbean cruise out of Port Canaveral, Florida, beginning at $579 per person. This cruise travels to Labadee, Haiti, Falmouth, Jamaica, Georgetown, Grand Cayman, and Cozumel, Mexico. Also available are onboard credits and complimentary spa treatments. Dreams Cancun Resort and Spa is offering a savings of up to $612 per couple on an all-inclusive vacation August 27th through the end of October of this year. You can enjoy Dreams Cancun Resort and Spa beginning at just $404 per person. Breezes All-Inclusive Resort is offering 50% savings at their resorts in Jamaica, the Bahamas, and Curaçao. You can save $130 per person, $260 per booking, when you book a 4- or 5-night stay at Breezes Resort Bahamas, Breezes Resort Spa and Casino in Curaçao, and Breezes Resort Spa and Golf Club, Runaway Bay, Jamaica. You can also save $210 per person or $420 per booking when you book 6 nights or longer at these resorts. When booking Breezes Grand Resort and Spa in Negril, you can save $210 per person on a 4- or 5-night stay, or $315 per person, or $630 per booking when you book 6 nights or longer. The Head Over Heels Hawaii event has been extended. Book by the end of this month and travel now through December 17th to participating hotels and resorts at any Hawaiian island, and you can enjoy a savings of up to $1,250 off in air, car, and hotel savings, plus an instant credit of $100 when you're departing from Los Angeles or San Francisco. Royal Caribbean is offering a complimentary spa treatment when you book an outside or above stateroom by August 11th of this year. Book a Holland America cruise through TFL Travel Agency, and you can enjoy exclusive extras such as a concierge host, a Bon Voyage cocktail reception, and a free shore event. We have also found an amazing deal on a 13-night transatlantic cruise that Celebrity Cruise Lines is offering on the Constellation. This cruise departs from Barcelona, Spain, and stops at ports in Alicante and Malaga, Spain, Madeira, Portugal, the Canary Islands, and ends in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The price of this journey begins at only $599 per person. That's only $46.08 per night per person. If you enjoy cruising and spending many days on the open sea, this deal is for you. We at TFL Travel Agency get tons of deals in our email daily from many different suppliers. If you have a destination in mind for your next vacation and don't want to spend endless hours searching for just the right deal, why not let TFL Travel Agency do the searching for you? Just tell me where you want to go and when, and I will get the best deal for your vacation dollars. Give me a call at 724-379-9009, and let's get started planning the vacation of your dreams today.
Thanks, Terry. That sounds like some great travel deals. Well, if you're planning to go to Las Vegas and you want to see one of the headline stars, you better act now. Celine Dion, for example, is at Caesar's Palace, but you won't find a single seat in her shows during the last part of August. The same thing is true for Barry Manilow. Most of his shows are sold out. And even Donny and Marie Osmond at the Flamingo often sell out their shows. There are some spectacular shows in Las Vegas. Gladys Knight is there, and she is wowing the crowds. There are all kinds of shows, from spectaculars to headliners to magic. Blue Man Group is very popular. When it comes to magic, Chris Angel and David Copperfield are there. You could even see The Lion King, which was a great hit on Broadway. But you'll see it for much less in Las Vegas than you would spend for a Broadway show. And, of course, Cirque du Soleil is performing at seven different locations with seven different shows, one of them all about Elvis. Penn and Teller is a very popular show. And Jersey Boys, also a Broadway hit, is performing. All in all, plan ahead. You can save money on your trips and your stays, and you can also be sure of seeing the show that you want to see. Well, that is time for Travel Radio this week. Join us every week here. We have a lot of fun. Let us know what you think. Bye-bye. So you're going to go to Europe and you wonder how you should travel once you get there. Should you use rail travel? Should you rent a car? Or should you fly from city to city on some of the new low-cost airlines in Europe? We'll discuss all that and lots more next week right here on Time for Travel Radio. Anastasia will be dropping by to discuss Hot Springs, Arkansas, a renewed resort. And of course, Terry will be here to tell us about luxury travel. We'll have lots more all next week right here on Time for Travel Radio.